This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, as we actively await in this holy season, we ask that you would open our hearts. And even if those hearts are broken, that your word written upon our hearts might fall in, and we can receive your hope, your peace, your joy, your love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We begin the new liturgical year every first Sunday of Advent. We just finished year C, where we had all of Luke's gospel. Now we go back to year A, where we're going to be hearing a lot from Matthew's gospel. So, I've tried this twice. I'm going to give it one more shot. How many of you are familiar with the musical Godspell? Could you raise your hand? I am older than I thought. Good Lord. Well, we're going to do it anyway. So, those of you who are familiar with the musical, you know how it begins. There is this horn that blows, ba 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 ba. And after that little intro, enters John the Baptist singing a cappella. Those of you who know it, you remember this part? And he sings, plan ye the way of the Lord. Plan ye the way of the Lord. Doesn't go that way, does it? Mm-hmm. He doesn't sing plan, does he? What does he sing?
Prepare.
Plan versus prepare. Planning is important. Preparing is equally, if not more, important for us. Especially in this time of year. Planning versus preparing. Planning is about being willful, and preparing is more about being willing. Willing for whatever happens along the way that interrupts my plans. Planning fills the spaces in my life with to-do lists and not a small amount of anxiety and getting things done. Planning fills the spaces in my life, but preparing makes a space in my life for whatever happens next in my life, whatever twists and turns life throws at me, and if I'm not prepared for that, it's hard. Planning looks to the future. Preparing is how I can become available to this moment, to the present moment, and where that might lead. Sometimes planning is about arranging and scheming beforehand. Planning is about putting myself or something in a place of readiness so that I can say, all is in readiness. Planning can become much more about our ego, much more about success and accomplishment and control. All of those good and necessary things as well. What needs to get done when I'm totally responsible, that's planning, that's good. But preparing in these ways, though, is just the opposite. It's about realizing that there is so much I cannot control and I cannot expect, and adding this up and doing these things might not always end up where we thought they would. And thus, preparing gives us the openness the flexibility to respond to the moment. And that, I dare say, is what this season becomes important for us. Now, I do this every year, so those of you who have been around here a while probably know it's coming. We can get so much into our planning mode right now that preparing goes out the window. And yet, everything we're going to hear about and sing about in these 4 weeks of Advent is calling us, like John the Baptist, to prepare our hearts. Now, this is an incredibly wonderful season. Don't get me wrong. I love this time of year. It becomes that opportunity for us to emphasize with the time and with the gifts and with the letters and cards we write, to express to those that we love how much they mean to us. That is fantastic. But the moment that any of that planning starts to take away our hope, we need to let it go. In successive weeks here, we're going to have themes of peace, joy, and love. And the minute that any of that planning starts to take away that inner peace, that joy and love that comes with Jesus, we need to let some of the planning go and do a little more preparing. So I always ask this question: how many of us remember who forgot to send us a Christmas card last year? Chances are none of us. How many of us are going to remember the person we forgot to send a Christmas card to last year? Probably none of us. How many of us remember that one string of lights that we forgot to put up either on the tree or out on the gutters or in the bushes outside the house last year? Probably none of us. Now, my wife will probably say, well, you can get up there and say all this stuff because I'm the one that has to do it all. And I get that. Dee is amazing. I don't know how she gets done what she gets done. But at the same point, I don't think she does it when it's not giving her that hope, peace, joy, and love. At least I hope not for any of us, because that's not what this is about. It's about preparing for the gift of love that comes down to us at Christmas. So we need to learn to read the signs, to read the signs correctly. When I was in Rome, my family decided the first year they were going to come to visit me, and you know I have a big family, so there were a lot of them that came. Anytime we wanted to go somewhere, we had to get 3 taxis. I'd go in the first one, I'd instruct the first taxi driver where we're going, I'd tell the second one, I'd tell the third one, until the second and the third one followed that guy because he knows where he's going, and off we would go. And the very first taxi ride, that third taxi driver didn't follow. We get to the destination, and I'm looking around, and a third of my family ain't there. Well, it took a while. Luckily, they had CB radios even back in those late 70s days. And so the taxi driver, number one, radios lost taxi driver number 3, who tells him where he's located. And so we go over there to try to find the rest of the family. And here's what happened. When he got lost, they got out of the cab thinking that they just beat us there and they were in the right place. And so they start walking down the lane. And the taxi driver, when he gets the information that they're in the wrong place, he tries to motion to them to come back to the taxi cab. Now, when we in this culture are trying to tell somebody to come back to us, what is the motion that we do? We do like this. Do you know what they do in Rome when they want you to come? They do just the opposite. So you can imagine, without speaking the language, the rest of my family, oh, okay, we keep going? Okay. Finally, they come back. reading the signs correctly. Now, when we hear these readings today, we could read these signs totally off base. We start with Isaiah. There was so much immorality and bad stuff that was going on. It was incredible how bad the people of Judah were behaving. And then Isaiah comes, and what does Isaiah say in that reading today? Something wonderful is going to happen. It's the last thing. If we would look at their situation and think that something good's going to happen. But we can misread the signs. Because very often, when we are totally out of control, when there is nothing else that we think could possibly go wrong, that's when God's going to act. It's the same thing if you look at Paul's letter today to the Romans. What does he talk about? Put aside the works of darkness. Don't get into reveling and drunkenness, debauchery, licentiousness, quarreling, and jealousy. Sounds like a Thanksgiving dinner at some houses, doesn't it? Well, he wouldn't say to stop that stuff unless it was going on. And so what's he trying to do? Well, things are really messed up here, guys, in this community, but read the signs correctly. God is ready to do something powerful. And it's going to be in ways that we could have never planned for, but we certainly could be preparing for. Opening up that place in our hearts for God to act. Look at all of the characters of this Advent and Christmas story. Zechariah and Elizabeth. We're too old to have a kid at this point. Read the signs correctly. God's going to do something here. Look at this little 12, 13-year-old girl looked upon as nothingness in that society and culture. Read the signs. God's going to do something here. She's going to bring Jesus into the world. So as we prepare our inner hearts, it becomes so crucial for us to be able to read the signs correctly. Jesus says in that gospel today, it's going to come when you least expect. Just like that thief that comes in the night, if you knew the thief was coming, well, you'd have done something to stop that person, wouldn't you? But maybe, perhaps, there's an element of a good thief here. If you've ever been robbed, if you've ever had your car or your house broken into, the most difficult thing is dealing with the fact that that sacred place of your privacy and your safety and security has been violated, taken away. The deepest loss is not the stuff. It's that refuge that we all need and want. So, some of the scripture scholars tell us this. Matthew's Jesus is saying that the degree to which we protect our life, our internal house, we might just be keeping out the good thief who wants to come into our world and bring us life. The upsetting good news about this gospel is that it is in losing that we find. In getting lost, we are found. That in brokenness is the healing. That in dying, new life waits. A lot of times we think that hope is found by doing the same old thing, just in a better way. Jesus is proposing a thief who disrupts our routine, robs us of what defines and makes us special, plunders us of all that separates and alienates us from ourselves and from one another, turns everything upside down so that we can truly have hope. Having your house broken into by a thief might be like having your heart broken. It seems sometimes the only way God can get inside of us. God doesn't intentionally have our hearts broken. Sadness, bruising, shattering, it comes to all of us in different ways. God doesn't send us the cancer, the heart attack, the lost jobs, the broken marriages, the tortured souls, but when that happens, we need to read the signs, because that's God's opportunity to get under our skin, to be flexible enough in our preparation to know that God is waiting right there to give birth to new life in us. So we got 4 weeks. May we continue to read the signs well and let Jesus enter therein. Amen.